Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When we last interviewed our next guest, she had just opened the only women-focused bicycle shop in the country. Over the past 8 years, her business has grown so dramatically she has moved into a new location and partnered with a major bicycle manufacturer to begin making her design of a new women's bicycle line and some of those bikes right here in South Carolina. Robin Bailenga is founder of Pedal Chic, and she joins us now by phone from her new location in Greenville, South Carolina. Robin, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on your show.
So tell us about the new location first.
We are right on the Swamp Rabbit Trail along the Reedy River. Our location is underneath the Embassy Suites Hotel downtown. 25-foot ceilings with light, kind of an industrial feel, but I really wanted to work on our signage so that people know that we are a full-service bike shop. We rent, we sell, we design now. We have the apparel, we teach classes. So I have had amazing artists come in and design the walls for proper signage. We have Bianchi Bicycle Company, the oldest bike brand in the world, did a drop-in store within our store, and they've only done that in one other store in Southern California. We actually have our beer and wine license. You can come and hang out after a ride. And we have a piece of discussion called a chandelier made by a local designer, art craftsman, 15 bike rims, a mile of chain, and hundreds of crystals, very much a talking piece. It's been a great team effort.
Now tell us about the new line of women's bicycles.
So we are partnered with a company called Kent Manufacturing. They're one of the third largest bicycle manufacturers in the world. They have a plant overseas, and they have worked with Nikki Haley to bring bicycle manufacturing back in mass to Manning, South Carolina. And they came to me, and our brand has been taking off over the last 2 years. And we worked together. They licensed our name to build an entire line. We started with 6 different designs. We launched about November with the line, and they are now for sale on our website and in our store. Then we're poised to take them nationally. We've set up national distribution, and we're working on our second run right now.
Well, walk us through how this came about. Did you go on an economic development tour with Nikki Haley?
Oh, no, sir, no. I think Nikki Haley might have mentioned us to them. We had won a national award, and she wrote me a really nice letter. Shortly after that, I was at Interbike in Las Vegas, which is our big bike show, and had the opportunity to have an appointment with them. And I was talking with some other companies and talking about maybe partnering and growing the brand. But Pedal Chic is so unique. We won several awards. We've been very lucky in that manner, and it just garnered some attention. So we began talking at Interbike in 2016, and it just grew from there.
Walk us through what goes into designing a women's bicycle.
Over the last 8 years, I've taken a lot of measurements, which, you know, other companies do their research as well. I just happen to have it on a daily basis. And you know, what do women want? And the touch point, the grip, the saddle, the feel of the ride, the ease of the shifting, that color. Color matters. There are several different genres of bicycles, so it can't be everything to everybody. Paying attention to fashionable trends and listening to our customers over the last several years and trying to give them what they want.
What has been your marketing strategy?
One thing about designing a bike line is that the research that you have to have, I mean, the parts are the parts. There are only a couple of three part companies in the world, so you pick your parts, right? But naming the bikes, you have to do tons of research to make sure that no bike has ever been named this before. So our mission is that we believe the lives of women and their families can be transformed by the bike, riding a bike, you know, overcoming a fear, whatever. So we took that word transform, and I went through synonyms and tried to find words, and then if I ever found it used on a bike, it was out. So all of our bikes are named after some form of that powerful word of transformation. And then our marketing strategy, we have been challenged to become a known brand with unaided brand recognition, which basically means we've got to get out there socially. And we already have customers from all over the country, so we're engaging those customers and getting them to help us build our brand.
Robin, thanks so much for spending time with us again.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's nice to talk with you again.
Robin Bailinga is founder of Pedal Chic. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.